Hey, it's Nicola. There's still hope for close to 100 Red Rooster employees who are unsure if they have jobs to return to. On Tuesday, seven Red Rooster restaurants run by franchisee Sunstate Foods went into voluntary administration, closing its doors at Budrum, Currumundi, Sunshine Plaza, Noosa Burpengary and Deception Bay. Red Rooster says it's working around the clock with administrators to reopen all of its stores on the coast and intends to rehire staff and pay their entitlements within the week. Well, Sunshine Coast Council's won an International Economic Development Award in the US. It took out top prize in the promotional video category of the International Excellence in Economic Development Awards in Indianapolis, the video being used as a multimedia marketing tool to promote the Sunshine Coast International Broadband Cable. A big name in showbiz is on the coast today. Michael Chugg, the founder of Chugg Entertainment, is set to check out Sunshine Coast Stadium, where Sir Elton John will perform during his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour in March next year. And 15-year-old Budrum student Michaela Wrigley has been selected to play in a Cricket Australia First 11 for the Australian Under-18 Championships in Tassie. Wrigley impressed selectors during her performance for Queensland at the recent National Under-15 Carnival. The championship matches will be played in January.